USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. House Democrats are remembering the events of 2 years ago today when thousands of protesters broke into the U.S. Capitol trying to prevent the certification of the 2020 presidential election.
We stand here today with our democracy intact because of those officers.
Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries, five officers died on or after January 6th. Relatives of the fallen took part in a ceremony on the Capitol steps. At the White House, President Biden will present the Presidential Citizens Medal to a dozen people today, among them Officer Harry Dunn, who says the people responsible for January 6th must be held accountable.
Not just the foot soldiers, as they've been tabbed by many, but the people who are responsible for inciting it and, frankly, not doing anything to end it.
Elections officials in Arizona and Georgia will also be awarded the Citizens Medal for refusing efforts to overturn the results in their state. House Republicans say they are inching closer to some sort of deal that will elect a new speaker. 11 votes have so far failed to yield the 218 votes needed for GOP leader Kevin McCarthy to win the job. The Buffalo Bills say safety DeMar Hamlin is now awake, breathing on his own, and talking. Doctors removed his breathing tube overnight, a major step in his recovery from Monday's injury that nearly killed him on the field in Cincinnati. Meanwhile, the NFL says it's canceling the Bills-Bengals game and will use winning percentages to calculate the playoff seeds. The U.S. economy added nearly a quarter million jobs last month, a bit higher than expected. The Labor Department also says wages grew slower than expected. Wall Street is loving that news. The Dow's been up by as much as 500 points, or 1.5% in early trading. Similar gains in the morning hours for the S&P and the NASDAQ. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs. And then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf. And then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Praise, in a way, from a Republican congressman to word that President Biden will visit the southern border on Sunday.
The fact that they're heading down there and having a conversation now and seem to have pulled their head out of the sand, I think is positive.
Texas Republican Tony Gonzalez represents the El Paso area where the president will visit.
It's important that the men and women in green know that the commander-in-chief supports their mission.
Gonzalez says no matter how much his people may try to sanitize the visit, President Biden will still be able to get a sense of the chaos at the border. Yesterday, he announced new rules to try to control some of that chaos. Among them, expanding an existing immigration parole program that lets people with sponsors already in the USA stay while their applications are processed. Meanwhile, another kind of border chaos to the south. The new study shows parts of a privately built border wall are in danger of coming apart and floating down the Rio Grande.
These become floating projectiles made of steel.
Taking dead aim at the National Butterfly Center, which is right along the river in very south Texas, according to Mariana Trevino Wright at that center. She fears what will happen next.
When it becomes clogged and acts as a dam, it's going to divert the floodwaters onto our property and cause damage to us.
She says, think about all the cars you see floating around in smaller floods. This will be worse. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come with us to Quinn's wedding.
Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher level.
Maybe just like old times, only better. The Best Man, The Final Chapters. A new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Let's get lit!